Good evening. My name is Richard. This is Over and Over and Over Again. This is Match Review Live. Burnley 0, Arsenal 5. It's all quite easy, this Premier League lark, isn't it? I mean, what's the fuss about? It's just like playing Sunday football, isn't it? It's so, so easy. We're going to get into it all, the other side of this. And of course, joining me is Lee. How are you, my friend? Can you hear me?
Oh, stressed out.
Yeah, I can hear you. Fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Spent the last 10 minutes in the garage just pacing up and down. Wait, I just explained to my missus. Watching Manchester City, it's like waiting to be kicked in the nuts, right, at the last minute. Yeah. Oh, I saw it was coming. I knew they'd get an equaliser, and I was just watching it, and in the end, I just can't watch it anymore. I just can't take this. I just start. I know you're thinking, what's wrong? Let's leave us 14 games to go, get a grip. But yeah, just want that little stutter and stumble by him, don't you? And I was thinking, I can't watch. I'll just come back in 5 minutes.
I mean, I get that. But for me, it's like I'd stop worrying about other teams because we can't control that. Let's just do what we do, win our games, and what happens. You know what I mean? And Man City, if you know that now we've got a slight advantage on them, which is great, and we just have to keep going, don't we? And it's Liverpool as well, we've got to worry about. But I watched the game, the Man City game, and I agree with you. It's obvious they were going to score at least one. It was obvious, just would they get through to win the game? Yeah, and they didn't, which was great. But you know,
I always it's just me, I ain't gonna lie. They drop points, we got more chance of winning the league. I hear what you're saying. If we win our games, of course, but they're a monster. They're a machine, right? They just grind out results, and it's a bit like watching Liverpool back in the day. You know, the 90-minute winner was that. The bus was never late, was it?
And United as well. United under Fergie.
United as well, exactly. They're the same thing. So it's just I just want to get our noses in front because I've already done a bit of my plan, looked at the fixtures, and I was thinking yesterday, we got to knock off the next five games, not the next five games with no slips. We can't afford to slip up. And then because of our tough away games, right? United away, Spurs away, City away, the three massively tough games. So I don't think we've got a lot of wriggle room, which is why them dropping points tonight was important. But
it was, I mean, well, obviously, you know, we need Liverpool to drop some points somewhere along the line. You know, City dropped some today, but it is about us, isn't it? And you have to say, and we've got some comments already, actually. Phil says we're putting them away now. We certainly are. Terry says, you got some fun having a proper... Terry was late today for the game early on. I was watching the Man City game. They had 10 minutes of stoppage time, whatever it was, didn't they? So, you know, that's why I'm talking about that. Terry says it's hard to explain what's gone wrong at Arsenal, scoring plenty of goals and winning comfortably. Yeah, I know it's really hard to explain what's gone wrong, isn't it? Because it wasn't like this too long ago. Phil says whatever they did in Dubai, absolutely whatever they. And that's one thing I want to talk about actually, because somebody said the other day, I can't remember whether it was on Twitter or what it was now, and it seems to be that break that we had, that the mid-season break seemed to come at a good time for us, didn't it? We wasn't maybe firing particularly well in the run-up to Christmas. And then we've gone away to Dubai and we've come back and we've looked a different team, did at the start of last season. It's that kind of...
Yeah.
That's what we're looking like now, which we wasn't at the start, first half of the season, really, was we? Right. Now, my only concern, and I don't want to be, you know, we're playing so well at the minute, it's ridiculous. It's just like, it's almost like men against boys every game watching Arsenal at the minute. Yeah. We're just so clear of everybody that we're playing. Yes, we're not playing... Okay, yes, we beat Liverpool. That was great. But, you know, we're beating teams like Burnley and West Ham, who aren't the best teams. You know, Crystal Palace, we hammered them. They're not very good. But ultimately, we're miles ahead of everybody that we're playing since Christmas, really. Yeah. And I don't know. My only concern is, if you remember last season, right, we started the season absolutely on fire. We was knocking everyone to bits, right? And then we had that run, didn't we, just sort of January time. We lost to Everton. We lost to City. We drew with Brentford at home. And, you know, we started to look a little bit shaky, and then we went on a really good run again. We won about five or six in a row, didn't we? We beat Villa away, Leicester away. We had some good home wins, Palace, I think it was, Leeds. We were winning all these games that, yes, you expected us to beat those teams, and then we built up that momentum. And you thought, okay, we've put that bad run behind us, exactly what we're doing now, put the bad run behind us, we're flying. My concerns, as you just mentioned there, you know, we've got a fairly good run of games to come that we should hopefully win a few. Yeah. But then we've got to play these really difficult games. And last season, when we went into that phase, you know, Man City away last year and Liverpool away, that type of games, last year we couldn't sustain that form, could we? Is it different this year, do you think? Is it different?
I think for two reasons, right? For me, first reason, defence. We look as solid as even Kiorka coming in at the back, left back. He's gone up a couple of levels. And the two sets, Saliba and Gabriel, fantastic. Ben White looked done brilliant last week. Good again today. So we do look really solid. We conceded, what, two goals in the last four matches, right? I can't remember us looking so solid. And the other thing is, what buoys me a bit, is last year we were at the front. We were leading, right? And then, as you say, we had a stumble for a few games. So I'd rather, if you ask me, I'd rather not play brilliant for the first half of the season, which, to be fair, we haven't, have we? Me and you have said PSV at home, we were on fire. Yeah, yeah. But apart from that, I'm struggling. So here we are now, mid-February, and we've suddenly hit some form, right? So it's different for that reason. And then there's a third reason why it's different. They're a year older, a year more experienced. I'll even give you a fourth reason. At the moment, I need to find a bit of wood, right? No injuries. I mean, people would say we bottled it. You take Saliba out of that team, right? Then you're just making the whole structure wobbly, right? We're just not as secure. So if we can just keep all our players fit, we've got a fantastic chance. So there's three or four reasons, and as I say, a year older, and a year longer playing together. So, you know, we've not even got a party, have we? He was our best player for two thirds of last season. So banging in goals, it's looking so good, Rich. But the main reason, I just think defensively, most teams that win the league are solid at the back. And we are solid at the back. And suddenly we've clicked. And so maybe it was the Dubai thing. Maybe it was a rest. We certainly flogged Martinelli and Saka to death. They play week in, week out. So maybe, you know, the young guys, so maybe they're like a week, 10 days off. And they've just come back, it hit the ground running, right? Because in the past, we have slipped up at places like Burnley, right? You go back 3 or 4 years, you knew if we went a goal behind, it was rocky, right? But you just don't get that feeling now. We just feel so much more secure and stable at the back. And that just gives you that confidence, doesn't it? Especially we can stretch teams. We try and play through them. But when they do come at us, we can always hit them on the break. So, yeah, I'm flying, especially after the City result. So yeah, good day so far.
It's been a very good day, and it's been a few good weeks, really, hasn't it? When you look at it, as you said, you know, I kind of agree with most of those points that you made, actually, in terms of, you know, a year further down the line, the team has matured. Yeah. Maybe I think Arteta's maybe learned. Hopefully, he's learned some things from last season as well, and and the coaching staff and everything else. And I do. I kind of start to look at it now and think, okay, you know, we're in a similar position to this last year. We were on a similar run of form at the same kind of time last season. And then we hit March and we hit April when the games suddenly become even more important. Now they're important, but in March and April, they're even more important because you cannot drop points when you're battling with Man City and Liverpool, because they tend to drop for a minute, do they? So that's when it. I just want to see that the only thing now is that the only question mark that we've got now is it going to be different this year when we hit that part of the season, when the pressure's really on, when we have got these difficult away games, traditionally difficult away. Obviously, City's a difficult away game anyway, but, you know, Man United, we never do particularly well there. Tottenham, yes, we won there last year, but we don't generally do well there. And if we can come away from those games with, you know, a few points on the board, then to me that's going to set us up really, really well for the final real final push. And the fixtures aren't actually too bad, but again, last season we had some fixtures like Southampton at home, Brighton at home, games that you'd Forest away. We looked at them earlier in the season and thought, well, that's 9 points, and we ended up getting one point from those three games. So you know what I mean? Yeah. Because the pressure was on. That's it. That's my only question now is, you know, the way we played today was brilliant. The way we played last week against West Ham was brilliant. The way we beat Liverpool was brilliant, right? And that's now. That's where we are now, right? And that's great. But in 2 months' time, can we find, we're not going to win 6-0 in 2 months' time. We're not going to win 5-0 in 2 months' time. We're going to have to battle out 1-0 wins, especially at the Emirates when teams just sit deep and don't care about attacking and don't open up like Burnley did today, like West Ham did last week, like Liverpool didn't come to draw the game. They came to win. And we're not going to face too many more of those type of games, are we? Do we have enough about us to be able to find ways to win those games at the crucial? That's the only question now I've got. Everything else, they pretty much answered this season. They pretty much have answered this season. Every other question that I've had, it's just this last one. Now, we're not going to know until we get to late March and late April and going in towards May. Then we're going to know the answers. But I'm feeling fairly optimistic now. And you certainly
are,
aren't
you? I am. I am. The way they're playing, as I say, the defence are solid. So that in itself just gives me a lot more confidence. And as I say, we fell away last year, but it takes Saliba out of that back four. No disrespect to Rob Holding. Totally different proposition, right? It just unstables the whole back line because of his pace and of his. He's not at the level. He's clearly not at the level, Rob.
No.
So that was a big thing. We played for the last 2 months without him, maybe 10 weeks, maybe longer. But for me, if I'm being honest, Rich, I've got less worry about us. I believe that year being a year older will make all the difference. And I'm more worried about an injury. I think, who was it? Somebody mentioned it. Maybe Mercer mentioned it earlier, to a key player, a Rice, a Gabriel, a Saliba, a Saka. We're more likely to come undone with a key injury than, I think, loss of form or bottle, right? I kind of think that year makes all the difference. 88, 89, 88, we looked like we were challenging for the league back in 88, right? And we weren't quite, and we kind of fell away there. Next year, we come back stronger. I know we almost blew it at the end, but I kind of think a year makes a big difference with young footballers, and they've been through it once. So personally, I don't think it's going to be bottle or fortitude that's going to lose us this league. It's going to be an injury, or it's going to be a situation where City or Liverpool just keep winning and we just don't quite have enough points at the end of the line. But I'm ever hopeful, mate, ever optimistic that we'll win the next four games. And then just, as I say, we just need to, what do we need, do you think? Those three games away, Man U, Spurs, we obviously need to not lose at City. I'll take a draw at City. Yeah. Ideally, a win away at United and Spurs, which is a big ask. Worst case, win at Spurs, draw at United. And maybe that'll get us over the line. Liverpool and City have got to play. But I'm already counting down the games and the weeks. But it's enjoyable, Rich. And like I said to you the other week, I've looked at stuff that Arteta's done. God, I wouldn't have done that. You know, that we talked about the Havertz situation, which is another thing we can talk about. That's coming good. Last two or three games, he's shown a lot more. For me, we're up there again. So Arteta's getting more right than he's getting wrong. And we're challenging and we're strong. And we're up against a monster, aren't we? They're a beast. You know, you look at the teams in the past, right? Even the Liverpool team in the late 70s, early 80s, I'm not even sure they were as relentless as City. Well, they weren't. Their points that they dropped and lost, they drew and lost more games. So we're up against the monster. And you've got to say, Arteta, he's at the moment, he's doing it. You can't knock it.
Absolutely, yeah. And I say, you know, we're in this great run of form at the moment. And it's just, you know, I say that's my only question still as to what's going to happen later in the season. But certainly the way that we played today, yes, Burnley aren't a great side. Let's be perfectly honest. And they crumbled today. But that's 2 weeks running now, isn't it? Where, you know, West Ham was last week. We were 1-0 up and we were doing okay in the game. And then a penalty changed it. The same today. We're 1-0 up, coming up towards half-time.
Yeah.
We get a penalty, gives us that two-goal buffer, and then the game changes again. And we were always going to come out on top at that point after that penalty today.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a soft penalty. Yeah. You know, maybe it wasn't a penalty if you actually looked at it. Did he actually make contact with Trossard? Was Trossard already going down? Did Trossard's leg clip his own leg? It was, you know, I can understand why it was given, and great that it was. But
it looks
a penalty. That's 2 weeks in a row now that we've got a penalty at a very, very important point in the game. And to me, that's kind of, I remember when teams like Manchester United used to do it, when Liverpool used to do it, when Man City do it, we say we're annoyed about it. But that's the sign of a winning team, isn't
yeah.
it? That's the sign of a team. That's what they do. They get important moments in games. And that's what happened today again, the same as last week. And as soon as we got that penalty, as soon as that penalty was given and VAR get let it stand, I knew we'd win that. As long as Bukayo Saka scored the penalty, I knew we'd win that game. Yeah. Last week at West Ham, when we had that penalty before Bukayo Saka took it, I knew if he scored 2-0, we won the game. And these are big moments, aren't they, that are suddenly going our way. Last season, they didn't go our way, did they, when it mattered?
No.
They were going against them. He missed that penalty.
Yeah, he did. And that, I mean, there are the old cliche, fine lines in sport, right? And it don't take much risk. It takes you to get the rub of the green in, what, two matches? Two matches can get you be another 4 points. It can make so much difference, especially with a young team. Who knows? We would have held on at Liverpool and West Ham. Maybe it would have been different. I mean, because we look, by the time we played Southampton, I mean, like the keeper throwing the ball out to one of their players in the first minute didn't really help us. But by the time we certainly played Brighton, we just looked like a boxer. You'd have thrown the towel in. We looked gone. And maybe if we look over the line, not so much against Liverpool, because that's not the end of the world. But the West Ham result, you just kind of got that awful feeling, didn't you? Thought it's going to be really hard now. So you're spot on. It's just that. And it's a goal just before half time, right? Sometimes they'll knock the wind out. And City have been doing it. They did it against, I think, Brentford the other way. I was going through the pain watching Brentford were one up. And I was thinking, just don't score before half time. Please don't score. Bang. Right on half time. That was it. Weren't worth watching. Might as well watch the film because you know what's going to happen. So it is fine margins, especially in this title race. But it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. It's going to be interesting. But get a break next week, don't we? Champions League.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's maybe come around at a good time. Had we been playing Porto a few weeks ago, I wouldn't have been that confident. I don't think any of us were too confident the way that we were playing. We were struggling to score goals. Yeah. We were just not really playing well. And suddenly now we're playing Porto at a time when we're in the best form we've been in all season, probably for a year or so, the best form that we've consistently been in. And suddenly the Champions League's come around again at a good time when we've needed it. Well, I mean, I still don't believe. I think we'll beat Porto over two legs. I always kind of felt that we would when a draw was made. I think we're a better team than them. But I still don't believe we've got enough to win the Champions League this season. I think it's too early. We haven't been in the Champions League for years. As you said before, we've got a young team and they are still developing and they're still maturing. I don't think they're going to be ready yet to win the Champions League this season. I'm fully expecting that. And that's fine. You know, if we can get to the quarterfinals, who knows? But I don't expect us to win it this season. Maybe next year we might have more chance. Yeah. We'll see. But it's come at a good time. And it maybe is a... It's a distraction maybe as well because we're on a good run at the minute and I think the focus is on the Premier League because I really feel this is our chance to win it this year because of what happened last season. Like we said, the momentum that we're building up, the lessons hopefully we've learned. I really feel the Premier League this year is the one that we can win. Out of the two trophies we've got now, that one to me is, I don't want to call it more important because we've never won the Champions League and that would be incredible. But obviously, the Premier League is where that's your season, isn't it? That's your 38 games. Yeah. That's we haven't won that for 20 years, and we need to win that again. And that for me is the priority. It should be the priority now. And if it so happened that we lost the Porto, I wouldn't actually I'd be upset, but I wouldn't be as bothered about that as if we were to lose our next two league games, for example.
No, exactly. I agree. I mean, it is old school for me. It's always about the league. It'll always be about the league. Even if we haven't won the championship, it would be brilliant. I mean, you sit there sometimes and think, I was thinking the other night, how good would it be to be in that final again in May? It's been, what was it, 2006 in Paris, a game where one shot it. And it would be amazing, wouldn't it, to be in the final?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Especially against against anyone, to be honest, but a Real Madrid. You know, you start to, I'm terrible. I start to think about it and I can feel myself going, oh, God. Please, I've waited a long, long, long time. But always, for me, you're right, always about the league. That's the one I won. In a way, it kind of takes the pressure off a touch. It's just something different for the players, isn't it? Rather than having to win constantly. Get away with a draw in Porto, right? And knock them over at the Emirates. Oh, yeah. So I'm with you. I'd rather get the two wins in the league. But hopefully, we can do both. At least get through to the quarterfinal and then get a good game against the Madrid or a Bayern. Sorry, not Bayern. Well, if they get through, they're losing, aren't they? 1-0 at the moment. But I kind of think it's inevitable. We're going to end up facing Harry Kane.
Yeah, yeah, probably. We probably will. And he'll probably score against us as he normally does, no doubt.
God, all the Spurs fans will be going, come on, Harry.
Oh, of course they will. Of course they will. But I mean, you're right. I mean, I remember 2006, obviously, the final, and we were so close to, you know, and that would have been the right way to that kind of Wenger team, the Invincible team. That was kind of their last hurrah, wasn't it? Because Pires left that summer. Bergkamp retired. You know, Henry, I know he did sign for another season, but that team was that was their swan song, wasn't it? And it would have been a perfect end for that whole era, wouldn't it? Winning that Champions League. And I always felt that night when we lost, I remember thinking on the way back that we'll probably never win it now. That was our one chance.
It got taken away from us,
you know, the sending off and the fact that we were, you know, winning 1-0 with what, 10 minutes to go, missed those chances. Yeah, a couple of chances. Lundberg missed one, didn't he? And, you know, and I felt that we would never, ever win it again. And that kind of, in a way, I kind of felt okay about that because I stopped stressing about it. I'd always wanted us to win the Champions League. We got to the final and everything that happened in that final, and then that team got broken up. And I was kind of like, okay, you know, we should have won it then because that team was the best team we've ever had, probably. It should have won it, and we didn't. And now it's kind of got to the point where, you know, you get Chelsea fans, you get Man City fans, you know, Champions of Europe, you've never seen that, and all this kind of stuff, right? And it annoys me. It annoys me that we're so much bigger than both of those two clubs. Like, they're tiny compared to us, right? And that's the only thing they've got over us is the fact that they've won that Champions League and we haven't. It's the only thing they've got over us. Even West Ham, they're saying, oh, Champions of Europe. It's like, come on, you won the basically, you're not even the League Cup in Europe. But anyway,
you know what I mean? Toto of Europe,
Yeah, that's the one thing that we need to put right, really. And that's the only reason I want us to win it. I hate the Champions League as a competition. Yeah. I hate UEFA. I hate what they do to football, right? But ultimately, we have to win it. Because if we don't, these other little clubs, tiny Nottingham Forest, Aston Villa, right? Yeah. I'm not saying Aston Villa are a small club, but they're smaller than us. They've won that trophy. We've got to win it, haven't we, at some point? And it's not. I don't think it's going to be this year. I don't think it's going to be this year. I'm not even
imagining. I mean, to be honest, Rich, there's no reason what if you think about it, like coldly, there is no reason why not. Are we the best team? Probably not, right? But it's a cup competition, right? And ironically, 2000 and what was it when we lost to Chelsea at home? 2004, wasn't it? 2000, we lost to Man United on a Saturday. We went out against Chelsea, and I think Monaco and Porto in the final. So ironically, we had a better chance then that year to get to the final.
Yeah, we did. You're right, actually.
We did. That would have been the year to get the monkey off the back. Instead, Porto against Monaco, thrilling final. So it's a cup competition, and you do never know. It just takes an off night, and So who are better teams than us at the moment? Who would you fear? Manchester City, I fear. Real Madrid, they'd be tough. And already I'm struggling. Right? Who else is left? I'm just trying to think. No one, you've got a German club, haven't you? Munich, no great shakes, are already the losing. So this is what I'm saying. I think looking at the teams left, there's no reason why we can't get to the semi-final, especially with a favourable draw. And then you're thinking, you know, get to the final and literally anything can happen in a final. So I am secretly hopeful for that as well. But of course it'll be tough, especially you get a Real Madrid, but we've done them before. 2006, you know, Juventus, we got through. Forever being hopeful, but it is the league that we want. But it will be interesting next week, Porto away. Hopefully we can just do enough.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, as we said before, I mean, Porto really should be a beatable team for us over two legs. There's no excuses not to beat them, is there, over two legs? No. I mean, I wouldn't say take it for granted. You can never take any game for granted. But given the draw, given who we maybe could have got, I'm very happy with that draw. And my only slight worry about the Champions League is, should we get to the quarterfinals and maybe even beyond that? As you said, I mean, I'm not saying I necessarily fear anybody. Over two legs, you've got to fancy our chances, really. Against most teams, you know, against most teams, you probably would fancy our chances. But have we got the squad depth now? When we get into that, we were talking about that important these Premier League games are coming up. We've got those really big games. We're going to be deep into the Champions League then, should we get through. We can't keep playing the same starting 11 every week all of those games, the Champions League as well, can we? Have we got the squad depth? This is what worries me about the Champions League. And if we're going to rest and rotate and we're going to give players, we have to do it. We can't keep the same 11. We can't do it. We'll end up blowing everything. We have to manage the squad properly in these games. And to me, if we're going to rotate in the Champions League, for me, keep the first 11, the strongest 11 for the Premier League. That's what I would do. And I think if we do that, we're not going to win the Champions League, because when it gets to the semi-final, resting and rotating,
you can't rotate players,
we probably won't be strong enough to go through. That's my worry. And if we play our strongest team, are they then going to be able to do it on a Wednesday night in the Champions League and then on a Saturday or a Sunday in the Premier League, away at Man City or away at Tottenham or away at Man U?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we've got that depth or putting that much pressure on the same 11. That's my worry. Yeah. We don't have to. At this moment in time, this season now, that's why I'm thinking the Champions League would be a nice this season. I'm not sure if we've got the squad to do both, or to keep challenging for the title and push on in the channel. I just don't think we've got the depth.
Yeah, we definitely haven't got the quality in terms of the squad as City. And I mean, Liverpool marginally have got a better squad than us as well, right? But last couple of games, it's been good to see, with 20 minutes to go, we put a lot of players on. You know, Smith Rowe got on tonight, didn't he?
Because we've been 5-0 up, though, Lee. We've been 5-6-0 up.
but at least they've got on the pitch for 20 minutes and have a run out. Which is good to see. I'm not saying it's tested them, but to see four subs come on both games, well, that's better than sitting on the backside getting splinters. So, we definitely haven't got that top quality player to come on. Smith Rowe could be that player, but he's clearly not up to speed, and it could take him four or five games. But should we get to a semi-final, right? Well, should we get to a quarter-final, we've got to play our strongest team, right? And then the only thing we can do is hope to get up. I know it's fingers crossed, mate, but we get up in these league games by a couple of goals, we can start taking players off for 20 minutes to go, which I tend not to do, does he? He kind of keeps them on to 80-odd minutes, but that's our best hope. If we get to a quarter-final, and we have to win it, you've got to play your best team. You can't throw that chance away, because you never know. But you're right. It's going to run the risk of us derailing our league team. So I'd say we've got five games, right? So that takes us to the middle of April, when I'm at the quarterfinal is. I remember the exact date. It's about the 10th or 11th. So we've got, again, you dare not say easy game, because they're definitely never easy, right? No. But if we can get through those games, right, we've got Newcastle at home, we've Sheffield United away, Brentford at home. So in theory, and then obviously we'll be finished with City away at the end of March. So there's a lot of winnable games between now and the end of March. So hopefully we can rotate and rest some of the players and still play our best players in the Champions League. It is a balancing act, but we might be able to get away with resting players against Porto. But I think it's going to be unlikely from the quarterfinal, right? Because they're going to be the top eight teams in Europe. But I think Arteta will want it. He'll fancy it. So, and the only thing to go against what you're saying, and I know what you mean, mate, it's asking a lot week in, week out, especially at the pace you go back again. Like I love going back 40 years when 13 players, Liverpool players, managed to play 70 odd games, or Ipswich under Bobby Robson, Alan Brazil, John Wall, they played 68, 69 games and they seem to have the same 12, 13 players. So why not? Or four subs. So there's an argument, right, to say that it is easier now. But I guess people will just say, well, it's a lot quicker, Lee, than it was. And it is. But there are a lot more. They're athletes now. They're not out boozing and they look after themselves. So there's a few reasons why we should be able to stay the course. But it just depends, doesn't it? If you're looking at the squad, we ain't got City squad and we probably ain't got Real Madrid squad. But we've just got our hope, Rich. We're hoping it'll be enough. It's a shame we haven't got a couple of, like decent strikers on the bench, like a Solskjaer to come on, or Man United in 1999 had York and Cole, didn't they, and Sheringham. They had four strikers. I mean, we'd like one. So it is important. You can't underestimate having a couple of decent players on the bench, a good midfield player and a good striker on the bench. But it's too late. We've got to go with what we got.
And that's what kind of frustrated me a little bit about the transfer window, that we didn't bring anybody in, because I think another two players could have made a difference in for those, you know, Champions League games. I mean, today, again, you see, I was a little bit frustrated today that, you know, it was the same starting 11 as last week. If you can't rotate your squad against Burnley away, when are you going to rotate your squad? When are you going to give the, you know, why not start some of those players that came off the bench, and, you know, some of them did okay. In fact, most of them did okay. Some of those could have started that game today. We'd still have won. Would we have won 5-0? Maybe not. We'd have still won the game fairly comfortably, because we've got miles better players than Burnley. We're a much better team than Burnley. And
you're right.
That would, to me, that would have been the opportunity to have made a few changes to the starting team, rested a few players, and still we would still have won that game, you'd imagine. I can't see any reason why we wouldn't have done. And then, you know, then when it comes to these other games, which are going to be slightly more difficult, slightly more tricky, and the Champions League games, which are going to be another test again, then we've rested some players in other games, and then they may be more ready. I mean, last season it was the Europa League, wasn't it, that we lost Saliba and Tomiyasu, which was proved to be really important. And last season, I think, see, last season it was different. For me, last season, the Europa League, we should have gone to win, because we could win that competition. And it's a European trophy, and we should have gone for it. I never felt we were going to win the Premier League last season anyway. I didn't think we were ready. I thought that we had too many gaps in the squad. And I thought we could have won the Europa League last season, definitely. When you look at the team that are in it, we were the best team left in that competition. And we got knocked out and lost two important players at the same time. To me, that was a mistake, that whole thing. We should have really gone for that. But anyway, this season, I think it's the other way around. We've got a real chance at the Premier League now, and maybe the Champions League isn't something that we can win. That was why my kind of thought process would be, play your strongest team in the league games. And if you're going to rotate, which I don't think he will rotate much anyway, because he doesn't tend to do that. He trusts his players, doesn't he? 13, 14 players, he really trusts them, and he'll play them all the time. And then if he has to make a change because someone's injured, or maybe the odd one tactically here and there, he will. But I actually think we'll, even in when we've got Champions League, Premier League, Champions League games coming up like that, he's not going to make four or five changes in each game. He'll make one or two. That's what I think.
No.
And I think that could cost us, because the players will get burnt out in May, in April and May, when we're going to need them to be at their best to win those tough games.
Yeah, in May, you've got to be physically and mentally up for it. Yeah, I mean,
mentally,
I was surprised.
But,
mentally is the thing, because that's just as important, right? I mean, I'm inclined to agree with you. I mean, today would have been, I don't know about, I think we've got another game. Was it Wednesday night? Is it Wednesday we're playing the Champions League next?
But
it would have been, you could have easily played Jorginho, right? He didn't play last week. He could have easily played him today. Without a shadow of a doubt, and then maybe
rest Declan.
Yeah, you could have done. I mean, would I have been brave enough?
Played Nelson today. He could have played Nelson, rested Saka, right? Yeah, I know Saka had a great game today, and he scored a couple of goals. But he could have rested. He could have rested and played Nelson. We'd have still won the game. Yeah, he could have played Jorginho, rested Rice. We've got a Champions League game in midweek. That would have been the ideal opportunity. You know, don't necessarily play. Kai Havertz is an important player for him. He didn't need to play Kai Havertz necessarily. You know, today he could have made some more changes, couldn't he? And he didn't. And I'm a little bit concerned. That concerns me.
Yeah, I mean, he could have done. I'm more inclined to start with the strongest team. Maybe make one change. I don't think I'll do two. Maybe I'm being a bit risk averse, but maybe give Saka a rest and keep Rice on, or take Rice out, put Jorginho in the team and keep Saka on. But take players off at half-time. Was we 2-0 up at half-time? So you could have taken players off. I can't remember whether it was three. I think it was two. But 2-0 at half-time. And then maybe 30 minutes to go. I think we left it to 20 to go. I mean, it's small margins, but it does add up, at least the time in the legs. But yeah, I think I was amazed Jorginho didn't start today, right? I'm really surprised. But maybe he's thinking, you'd think maybe away at Porto we can get away with it, but he's going to start with the strongest team, I guarantee. It's like we went to the first Champions League game in France. We went with, who was it? Was it Lens? Lon?
Yeah.
We went with a strong team. Saka, I was thinking, well, he's going to rest Saka away in France. Yeah. He just played. We were doing well in the league, and we were full strength, and we struggled in that game, didn't we? Lost. But I think he'll go with a strong team. away and then maybe bring players on. But yeah, it is a worry. It's the Jorginho thing. That is because he was brilliant. He was our best player against Liverpool, wasn't he? So he definitely could have played and got a little mention for Havertz. I've kind of not given him stick, but I've just been disappointed that, you know, he was going missing in a lot of games. We said it. He didn't even know he was playing. And he's battled away. And for the last three or four games, I think he's physically a bit more imposing. He's using his 6'3". He's using his height and his weight. He was fighting hard against Liverpool. And he's looking decent. It's just, you know, he's really come on. He's starting to look like a player. The player that, you know, when we signed him, we were all scratching our heads. Maybe, just maybe, there is a player there. I mean, the final bit of the jigsaw is that killer touch. And I know I'm being picky, sorry, but it's just that killer touch in the box where he just takes it. I mean, he had a chance today and he kind of went in the wrong direction. His goal was brilliant. I mean, I've been really picky because he scored a decent goal, even though it felt like the Saka goal against West Ham when he just walked through. Yeah. They let him walk through. It was pathetic. You know, I thought the Saka goal against West Ham, I mean, it's like Sunday morning football, Rich. They kind of just, they stood off and said, have a shot. Oh, is Saka going to get on his left foot? I can't believe it. He's got onto his left and shot. And that the goal today felt a bit weak. If I was the Burnley manager, I was thinking, really? That's a bit. But so, if he can add that, I'm being picky. If he can add that to his game, because he has played up front as a striker. So if he can, I think that was his fifth goal today. I'll be looking for him, especially with the amount of the games he's playing. He's playing a lot of games in a free-flowing team now. You should be looking at getting 12 goals a season from Havertz. He's on 5, right? So he's below par. He probably wants to be on 6 or 7. So if he can start adding some goals, we could have a player on our hands. So hopefully we're all, I wouldn't say wrong about him. I just didn't see enough from him for about 10, 11 games. And he was constantly getting picked. And we were saying, is it because of the fees picking him? And we're kind of scratching our heads. But if you give someone long enough, sooner or later, they'll come good. And he is really coming good. So fair play. I'm pleased. Really pleased.
I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, you know, I don't think any of us were too excited necessarily when Havertz signed. But I'm like anyone, if we've signed a player, I want them to do well. I want them to have a great impact at the club. Of course you do, because whether you like the player before or not, it's irrelevant. There wasn't an Arsenal player before. He's an Arsenal player now. And I quite like him as a person. I think he's a little bit shy.
Yeah.
He comes across shy. He's a nice guy. He seems a nice guy. And I've been wanting him to succeed. And I was getting really, really frustrated with him. I didn't think he was going to reach the level that we needed him to do. But it's okay. He played well today. He did. I thought he had a decent game, took his goal well, played well. But it's Burnley away. Let's not overly get too excited. You know, he's played well against one of the worst teams in the league.
He did play well against Liverpool as well.
He's playing a lot better now, and I've got no real issues with Kai Havertz necessarily, because he's playing for Arsenal, I want him to do well, and when he plays well, we're going to be happy that's what he's doing. And if he has a bad game, like anybody else, we'll say, you know what, he's had a bad game today, and it happens to everybody. You know, Saka had bad games. You know, we can say Saka has a bad game when he has a bad game. Martinelli has bad games. Even William Saliba has bad games occasionally, not very often, but occasionally he does.
But
when he does, you know, I think it's, as fans, it's not a bad thing to say, you know what, he wasn't great today, he had a bad game today, and that's fine. What I don't like necessarily is just random criticism of a player that you don't like necessarily, because I don't know if they're playing for Arsenal. I can't see the benefit of that. I've never really saw the point in that. You know, I don't like some players sometimes, and you don't like a player necessarily. No. But while they're playing for Arsenal, you want them to do well, mate. You know, and I don't mind Kai Havertz anyway. I've got no problem really with him. Right. You know, yes, he's played for Chelsea, but so what? Do you know what I mean? It doesn't matter too much. Yeah. He does for Arsenal that I care about. And, you know, yes, he's been a bit hit and miss. 65 million is a lot of money for a player that you'd expect a bit more from. You'd expect more goals from. As you said, I would have expected him to be looking at scoring 15 goals a season for us, really, in the way that we play, the position he plays, and he's not going to get that this season. Yeah, exactly. No. Yeah, and he has underperformed in goal scoring. Absolutely, as I say, he did take his goal well today. He scored some important goals, didn't he? The one at Luton, he got was decent goal, a big time in the game to make it 3-0. Yeah, he's got some big goals, you know, and maybe in the Champions League, he's won it before. He's got a winning goal in the final, and maybe he might be a key player in the Champions League games. You know, I think maybe it suits him better, maybe that style.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we're all, and I'm really guilty of this. You know, I want them to perform now, and you're kind of impatient and you're waiting, and maybe it's something to do with the fee, and maybe it's got a little bit to do with the Chelsea thing, if I'm being honest, you know, subconsciously. Yeah. But I was chatting to a mate of mine today, and he made a good point, and he's spot on. It does take these players, he's 24, 25, might be 26, but he's just joined us, right? It's a different team, different way of playing. It took Pires, right? I think the first five months Pires playing, we were waiting, weren't we? Looking at the watch.
It was longer than that, really, wasn't it? It was longer than that,
I was trying to think, and I was thinking, you know, I can remember him coming on and getting, obviously, the game at Sunderland, the famous one, where it was like a war. And then we were waiting. I was thinking, why have we signed him? And then look at the player. So you never know. It does take, so you can almost give him a free season. Right, and then maybe he could it because in Germany I remember watching him playing for, was it Leverkusen, and he looked decent. Mm. He confidence did. Is everything. And a year in this team, you know, and we have a good season and we win something or come close, and he's part of it. We could have a series that 65 million could look cheap, and you know, maybe us sitting here 2 months ago going, I just don't see it. We want to be wrong. You want to be wrong because you love your club. We love Arsenal. Cool. Right, so I don't care if I've looked at him before. I don't fancy him. I'm not interested. I just want us to do well. And I love him. As you say, he seems a good kid. And I really see some fight. The fight against Liverpool where he was using his body and he was getting stuck into us. It doesn't matter how big a centre-half is. If you're giving it everything, you have to lean on it and make it awkward and horrible for them. It's not all about the old saying. It's not the size and the man in the fight. It's the size of the fight and the man. They used to be on a medical box when I played football. And it was it's true. You know, I mean, you've got to give it everything. It's not just skill, it's belief. It's just leaving it all out there. And he's really, I'm really warming to him big time. So happy days.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for Arsenal to succeed with the squad that we've currently got in terms of the depth issue, which we've mentioned, we need all the players that are playing to play to their maximum capacity in most games. Yeah. And if we do that, we've got a chance. We can't carry anyone. You're right. And so if Kai Havertz is going to get picked every week, if the manager's going to pick him most weeks, which he seems to be doing, he seems to have done it most of the season. I don't know how many games he started, but it'll be most of them, from what I can think off the top of my head. He's there most weeks, isn't he?
And if
he's going to play them games, we all got the hope that he's going to produce the performances. Because if he doesn't, we're not going to get the result. It's not just all about him, but each individual player's got to perform to their maximum if we're going to get the results that we need enough of the games to be successful. And he's a big part of it because he plays most weeks. Yeah. You know, he's just as important in some ways as players like Bukayo Saka and Gabriel, who play every game. He plays every game, so he's almost as important as them. And he's got to produce the performance. If he's not going to do it, if he doesn't produce those performances, then we as fans, anything else, will be right to say it's not. He should be in the team. He shouldn't be playing. Yeah. And we were doing that earlier in the season, and I thought it was justified then because he wasn't doing it. But maybe you're right. Maybe he does need time. Other players have needed. Thierry Henry needed 6 months, didn't he?
To really find
his form. Dennis Bergkamp took a while. I know with Dennis Bergkamp, we all knew how good Dennis Bergkamp was because we'd seen him play previously. We knew he was a world-class player. Whereas Kai Havertz, we saw him play for Chelsea, and none of us were that impressed with him, to be honest. No. You look at him playing for Chelsea, but he's not all that. Yes, he scored the goal in the final against City, but, you know, it's not like he came with his massive reputation like a Dennis Bergkamp did. Even Pires came with quite a reputation for being a really good player, and I think we had a bit more patience because we knew how good they were, and we thought, well, if they were that good, they're probably going to become good. Same with Thierry Henry. He was top scorer at the World Cup in 98, wasn't he? He was France's top scorer in World Cup in 98. So, you know, he'd won the World Cup. So these are kind of players that you think they've got something. And Kai Havertz, I've never felt that when we signed him. Yeah, he was good in Germany, but he wasn't very good in the Premier League for Chelsea. And it's like,
bang average.
And then he hasn't started the season good for us. And then you're thinking, okay, maybe he's just not going to be good enough. And to be fair, Arteta stuck with him. And it's kind of paying off now. because he's playing a lot better. And he can see the role he's in the team now. He's got an important role in the team. And that's fair enough for me. I don't care what happened in the past. It doesn't really matter. What matters is he's going to keep performing on the pitch. And if he's performing, if he's performing, then he should play. And that's it.
Yeah.
If he's not performing like anyone else, he shouldn't play, because that's how it should be, isn't it?
Exactly, Rich. How much do me and you love Arsenal? How much will we love him at the end of the year? If we stand in there with a trophy, right, I'll have a massive poster of him, or I'll love him forever, right? Such is my love for the club. So you will these players on, and when they don't hit the level, you come on. I know, just want to see something. I've said it before. I see a lot of the games where people are saying, "Oh, he makes good runs. He's always available." I'm like, "Okay, right, always available. His passing's good, right? Okay." But I'm sorry, this is Arsenal, and we're up against City and Liverpool. You need more than makes a good few runs and always available. You've got to get the game by the scruff of the neck. He's an important, 11 positions are important on the pitch. But where he's playing, got to affect the game. As you said, we don't have players. We can't carry anyone. In 2000, we had a World Cup. We had God knows how many world-class players. You'd carry Perez all season, not a problem. Wouldn't even touch us, would it? We were an amazing football team in 2000, right? We're not comparable to that. I would say we're not comparable to that 2000 team, right? So you can't carry a player week in, week out. So thank God he is coming good, right? Because we are getting to the business end of the season. And as I say, we do well this year. He could fire off into orbit next year and be 20%, he could bang in the 15 goals and be a major part of our team. So, again, you'd have to say maybe it was where he's playing for Chelsea. He weren't really a striker. He hasn't maybe got that composure, or maybe he'll get that later in his career. But Arteta's certainly found that little position. And obviously that the players like having him in the team. He's definitely, he has surprised me, and long may it continue, because, as I say, we ain't getting anywhere carrying one player in that team when we haven't got players off the bench. And as I say, maybe Emil Smith Rowe can come into it as we get towards the end of the season, but it's going to be tough. It might take him 8 games. We haven't got 8 games for Emil Smith Rowe. So you're right what you said earlier. Just to worry off the bench, just having somebody to come on to turn the game, and that's potentially our only shortfall at the moment that I see, especially if we get an injury. But let's not look at the bad side. I think Jota got carried off today, didn't he? So he's one of their main men. I don't know. You don't like seeing players injured, but maybe we'll get a bit of luck. I don't want him to be hurt badly. Maybe 6 weeks out, and maybe Rodri, a nice little month out for Rodri as well. Maybe we'll catch the breaks, Rich, and we'll get over the line in May.
Maybe we will. We've got a comment here. Warren says we're much better than Porto. Porto are mid at best. Yeah, I agree with you. We are much better than Porto. We should beat them. Neil says got a good feeling against Porto, but priority is the league. Yeah, I'd agree with you. I think we will beat Porto, but we haven't got the squad for both. I don't think at this moment in time.
No.
Warren disagrees. He said we should go for both. No excuses. I mean, I think we will. We'll probably go for both, or try to go for both. I'm just not sure if we've got enough depth to be able to go for both at 100% that we would need to be able to win them both, or even to win either of them.
Yeah.
You need to, yes, there's less games left in the Champions League than there is in the Premier League. To win the Champions League, we've never won it. It's difficult to win. How long it took Man City to win it? How many goes did Pep have at it with Man City to try and win it? And he finally got there last year. You can't expect us to win it in our first go at it. But that would be a miracle. That would be a miracle of like, that would be like when Brian Clough won it with Nottingham Forest. It would be almost on that kind of level for Arteta to win his Champions League in his first season as a manager in that competition. It would be that level of like amazingness, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't. I'd love it to.
Yeah. But it is a tough competition, Rich. I agree with everything you just said about the squad and the amount of players. And that's what, maybe back in the late 70s, 80s, you got away with the 14 players because nobody had loads of quality on the bench. But now they have. Right? So you're spot on what you're saying. We're definitely weak. The only thing we've got in our favour is a cup competition. Just get through against Porto, get another half-decent draw, and then you're in the last four. anything, it's football, anything can happen. Although two-legged semi-final, you're going to need a bit of luck against Real Madrid, but cup competition, mate. So you're definitely in with a shout.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Neil says anything can happen in the cups, but we don't have a good record over two legs under Arteta. No, we don't. We have a very poor record, actually. But no, Lee is right. We have as good a chance as any. See, I don't know if we have as good a chance as any. I think we've got as good a chance as any of the 16 teams that's left in it now, because we're one of them.
Yeah.
And if we get through, we'll have as good a chance. Well, will we have as good a chance as the eight left in it? I don't know. Some of them are going to have more. Man City have got more chance than we
Madrid
have.
Madrid and City, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got more chance than we have, I would say, at this moment in time. But while you're in it, you've got a chance. Of course you have, while you're still in it. And it's the same in the league title, isn't it? While we're mathematically still in the league title race, we've got as good a chance to win it as City or Liverpool have.
Yeah,
because that's where we are, and while that's still possible, we've got to believe it's possible. But I more look on it as what's realistic for me. What's realistic is maybe I don't like to pick one out of the other, because I think we're Arsenal, we should be trying to win everything. But now, as things stand right now, where we are in the Premier League, what squad we've got, the Champions League that we've not been in for years, for me, I would 100% go for the league. Because we may not get Man City. No one's ever won it 4 years in a row. Can Man City do that? Do Man City want to maybe go and win the Champions League for the second year in a row? Is that going to be their focus a little bit more? You know, I know Pep will want to win it four times to be the first manager to ever do it. Of course he will. But that's a big ask. You know, Liverpool, you know, Klopp's last season, there's a little bit more pressure on them maybe. Yeah. You know, to is this our best chance? Is this our best chance to win the Premier League that we may get? Who knows? It's there for the taking. It's there now, isn't it? It is.
And to a certain extent, right, you could say so is the scenario, so is the Champions League, because say this, Rich, right? Man City played Real Madrid in one semi-final, right? And we get another team. We could get Munich in the other semi-final, right? I'm talking a lot of ifs and buts, but that's all we need. The draw falls right and City get Madrid in one semi-final. Who have we got to worry about? Bayern Munich? There's not any other great teams in the other half of the draw. So then you're thinking, well, bloody hell, we've got a chance to get to the final, and then anything can happen. So, you know, it's the way the cards fall. We could have a great chance of doing it. It's at Wembley, right? I'm hopeful and I'm confident, depending on the draw. You don't want to get a City. I think, can we get City in the quarterfinal? I think we probably can, can't we?
Yeah, we can, potentially.
We won't, can't be kept apart, can we?
Not anymore. No.
But yeah, City and Madrid, they're the only two monster teams left in the competition, as far as I'm concerned. But you're right. Give me a choice. The league all day long. But yeah, it's gonna be an interesting few months.
It is going to be an interesting few months. Warren says, I don't fear Real if I'm honest. Well,
confident. More confident than me, he's Warren.
He's definitely confident. Warren says, Eddie in the box, your defence is in trouble. Well, maybe he is. I mean, he missed a couple of chances today when he came on, didn't he? But we'll give him a chance. Terry says, Mbappe and Ivan Tony, do we play them together or just bring on Mbappe for 29 and a half minutes? Yeah, that might well happen, maybe. That'd be next season, won't it?
Yeah.
Imagine Mbappe signing for Arsenal. That'd be mad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, is it? Colonel says, I've been hammering teams that still don't like Havertz in midfield for top games, though. Would put him up front as if for something different. Yeah, maybe. I mean, he played up front against Liverpool, didn't he? And
it worked. He was all right.
Maybe you're right there. Warren says, Mbappe, it's a Real and Eddie on a new four-year contract. Yeah, that's more likely. That's the more likely scenario, let's be honest. I think we all agree with that.
Straight swap, Eddie for Mbappe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Neil says, bringing back for 4 minutes in a game, it will not cost much at $2 million a week on wages. Yeah, exactly. That will be the problem. Terry says, Eddie will be on loan at Grimsby next season with us paying $99,000 a week for his wages. Yeah, I don't know about Grimsby, but yeah, I think he will be on loan next season. I'm not sure if it'll be.
Yeah, Stevenage. I'll have a word with him at Stevenage.
We'll see. Terry says, all this winning talk makes me laugh. Arteta don't like cups or the league going on last season. Well, no, but you see, it's not last season anymore, is it? It's this season.
No,
so, you
big
know,
difference. 1 year. Big difference.
I agree. We've thrown the domestic cups far too easily in the last 3 or 4 years. Yeah. We've just thrown them away, really. We haven't really tried to make progress in them. And I think that's been a mistake, because they would have been, it would have been worth us winning one or two little trophies in the meantime, wouldn't it? While we're building towards a team that can win the league and can challenge in Europe. In the meantime, try, you know, look at Man United last year, they won the League Cup. It's a trophy, isn't it? And it keeps you ticking over while you're building for the bigger things. And it's almost like, well, he's been happy to dismiss them domestic cups a little bit. It feels that way. Yes, we had tough draws in the FA Cup. Liverpool was a tough draw. Man City last year was a tough draw. Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah. I just feel as though we haven't really given a good go. The year before it was Southampton or someone, wasn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's not like we could have had a good
West
go.
West Ham away. We threw that. We would have had Liverpool.
The League Cup is you know, the finals, is it next week or something, isn't it? The final League Cup. It's quite early in the season. You might as well win it. And then, you know what I mean? You've won a trophy, and then the rest of the season, you can relax a little bit more. Maybe there's slightly less pressure because you've got a trophy. You know, Man City's first trophy here for Pep was the League Cup. Jose Mourinho's first trophy League at Chelsea Cup. Was the
That's
League
Liverpool.
Cup. And they went on and built something on the back of that. And we could have done the same the last 2 or 3 years, and we haven't, you know.
George Graham.
But anyway.
Isn't it? George Graham.
Look what happened after that. You go on. You sometimes don't dismiss any trophy as being unimportant. Any trophy is important because they're hard to win. Every trophy is hard to win. It's not easy. So don't throw them away. Give yourself the best chance of trying to win what you can.
You're right. I mean, you get on a roll. In 87, we won that trophy. I mean, it was like 7 years since we lost the cup final against Valencia and West Ham. So for us, that was a long time. When you're that age, 19, that was it's a lifetime to win a trophy in 87. Then the 88 season, 87, 88, we were strong. We were decent. You know, we had I think we had Marwood, didn't we? And Martin, we were decent at the 87, 88 season. And we kind of fell away. And then obviously come back stronger the season after. So that's what I'm thinking. Maybe there's similarities between that area. One good season, you don't quite make the level. A bit like again United in 1992 when Leeds picked them. United had a decent team, and they fell away, didn't they? 92 91 92, and then they come back first season at the Premier League. So it's almost like it takes you like a year just to find your marker, right? And you come back and you're kind of a year older, a year more experience, and then you finally reach the level. So hopefully this is our year. But it's I don't think I can take much more. I just get so invested in it. It's the pressure. I mean, what am I going to be like, Richard, in 2 months if I'm having to watch? Well, I'm having to go in the garage and pace around for 5 minutes because I think they're going to score. They're going to ruin my night. They're going to score, and they're going to be above us again. Well, goal difference, we'd have been above them, but 2 points is just everything. So, although I hear what you're saying, mate, we win all the games. Doesn't matter. It does matter. If they start dropping points, the pressure will then be on them. But I certainly don't fear City as much as I did. I mean, Chelsea should have been, 3-0? I think they had unbelievable chances. So I don't think City are great at the back. They're decent going forward, but they look a bit vulnerable to me, those centre-halves. So reasons to be cheerful. You know, all we need is a draw at the Etihad. I mean, Spurs nearly won there, didn't they? Got a draw, and Chelsea should have won tonight. So there we go. So maybe they're not quite as fearsome as we all think.
Yeah, but they do tend to win when they have to win, don't they? When it really matters. Yeah. When it really, I mean, you know, you could say they need to win tonight, but having said that, there's still 15 games left or whatever there is. There's still plenty of time. Yeah. It's not like it was win or bust for Man City. Had it been win or bust tonight, you almost guarantee they would have won. They would have found a way to have won that game, you know. Yeah. And when it really matters, they will win. You can guarantee they will. So we have to keep winning now to make sure that when they do start winning every single game, which, I mean, they've just had a run of, was it 14 games in a row or something? They were saying that they'd won in a row.
Ridiculous.
You know, they've drawn a game, and suddenly it's like a disaster because they've drawn a game. You know what I mean? They've won 14. They'll probably win the next 14 in a row as well. That's the thing, isn't it?
Rich, let me try and convince myself. Give me that. I'm trying to convince myself.
As long as we keep winning our next 15 games, Lee, as long, it doesn't matter what Man City do, because we're ahead of them now. We've got an advantage on them now. Yeah. So, you know, we need to keep pushing on. That's all we can do. Mark says there, fair to say, we did win the FA Cup with a team that was Emery Wenger's. Exactly, yeah, we did. And also as well, if you remember that season, that was when it was the COVID season. There was no fans in the stadium. And football was just totally different, wasn't it? I mean, Liverpool won the league that season, if you remember, and nobody's really give them credit for that because it was a COVID season. No. We won the FA Cup in the same season in similar circumstances. It's almost like, well,
We did beat City and Chelsea, didn't we?
And there's a City game in particular. I still believe, and I will stick by this, that although obviously the players were completely different, it was Wenger and Emery's team. I think that's the best individual single performance from a team we've put in under Arteta in the whole time he's been there. That man beat semi-final. We were brilliant that day. That was a brilliant performance against a brilliant team. And we absolutely deserved to win that game. We were really, really good. I thought we were a little bit fortunate in the final because we could have been 2 or 3nil down before we got going. And then they had a player sent off, didn't they, later on. But we won, and that was great. But that whole season, it'll always have an asterisk by it for me. For everything that was won that season wasn't really, I don't know. You know, I remember we had drawn to play Sheffield United in a quarterfinal of the FA Cup that season away. And this was the draw was made before the lockdown and everything. And I had a ticket for that game. Me and my mate, we were going to go. And Sheffield United, if you remember that time, they were a competitive team, weren't they? They were actually half decent, especially away from home. We'd lost there in the league earlier that season. And I mean, we had a ticket to go and we were going to go. And obviously, it then got played behind closed doors later on, and of course we won because they didn't have that atmosphere that had their home games earlier on, which had got them through. Would we have got through that game if there had been fans in the stadium? We never know. We may have done, but it certainly wouldn't have been guaranteed because that was a tough draw for us at the time. I remember thinking, Jesus, that's difficult. That was a tough draw because they were doing well at the time, Sheffield United, at home particularly. Yeah. So, you know, but we won it, and it's great. It sits on our cabinet. It's, you know, it's our 40th
birthday
cup. And, of course it is.
It's brilliant, but, isn't it?
Arteta needs to win something himself with his own team now. He's got to. He needs to win something to say, this is what I've done. I've built this team from scratch almost, and I've won something with it. And that's what he needs to do. Yeah. And whether it's the League Cup, whether it's the FA Cup, or whether it's something even bigger, then that's fine. But he's got to win something now, hasn't he? Not, I don't necessarily mean this season. This season, obviously, it would be fantastic, but in the next year or two, he's got to win something, hasn't he? He's got to win something.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. He's definitely got to deliver, if not this season, next season. As I've said, I love being up. I love winning more than anything in the world. It's the best fit. We've experienced it. And you said the other week, you put a comment, we've experienced the highs of Arsenal. So when you drop down, you're like, well, this isn't good enough. We've been there. We know what it's like. And it's the best feeling in the world, right? So we won it again. So, as a minimum, I want to be challenging on the last day, get to a semi-final of the Champions League, just and then go, we have made progress. It wasn't that long ago. We were eighth and we were not even in Europe, right? So you've got to say he's up there and we've got a shot. But then, as I say, in the next couple of years, it's definitely got to deliver because then you're looking at 5-6 years, aren't you? 6-7 years, maybe. So you've got to put a trophy on, definitely got to put a trophy on the table. I think so.
I mean, I just get a little bit annoyed when you mention about a trophy, right? And you know, you get loads of comments back, people saying, "Oh, well, you know, you shouldn't. Why are we entitled to win trophies? We can't expect to win trophies, and all this, that, and the other, right?"
We're Arsenal.
Yeah, exactly. We're Arsenal. That's my point. My point is we're Arsenal, right? And our ambition as fans of Arsenal and everybody connected to the club, the staff, the players, the management, the coach, everybody connected with Arsenal, the ambition should always be at the start of every season to win a trophy. One of those four trophies to win, that should be the aim. As a minimum, that should be the aim. And that's not because, you know, we're entitled. No, we're not saying it's easy. We're not saying we should win one every season. What we're saying is that the ambition of the club should start there. And if we don't win a trophy, it's a failure. As a season, it's for Arsenal, it should be looked on as a failure. I'm not necessarily, I know circumstances are sometimes different, but overall, it's for me, it's a failure if Arsenal don't win a trophy at the end of the day. I don't look back. All the seasons that I've really enjoyed and the seasons that I say are our best seasons, they've all been a season where we've won a trophy because that's what counts, isn't it? A day at Wembley, a cup final, winning the league title, you know, whatever it might be. They're the seasons that you remember, aren't they?
Sorry, it's a sign. A cat's jumped up. That means I don't even know this cat. Just got through it now. It's my cat. Unfortunately, she's not black, but maybe it's an omen. She's never got on the table before. Maybe she'll make all the difference. Look at that.
Maybe it's all this talk of like league titles and stuff and trophies. Maybe yeah. she's getting hungry.
Hungry for the trophy, or maybe it's the treats in the draw. But no, you're right. I'm saying you without our standards of our club, and we know how great our club is. You're right. You can't say, "Oh, I'm happy if we don't win anything." We should be picking up a trophy every year, and that should be the aim. And if not, we come close.
Yeah, I mean, I think the circumstances sometimes make a difference. And you've got to say that, you know, we're not going to win a trophy every season. When you look at our history, you know, the number of seasons, trophy winning seasons that we've had is what? Probably not even a third of our history, probably less than that in terms of the number of trophy winning seasons that we've had. And I think maybe as well, you know, Arsenal fans of our kind of generation, we experienced the best 20 years in the club's history, 86 to 2006, right? That is the best. You know, people talk about the 1930s. There was only the FA Cup and the league you could win in then. And we won a few of both of them, right? And that would have been great, I'm sure. But the 20 years from 86 to 2006, that's the greatest 20 years in Arsenal's history, right?
Yeah.
Consecutively. Yes, we didn't win a trophy every season. No, we didn't. And some seasons were quite bad. You know, some seasons were quite dire in that time. But ultimately, we won 5 league titles in that time, in those 20 years. Yeah. We won... what, 6 FA Cups maybe, something like that. Yeah. We won a couple of League Cups, won a European trophy. You know, we reached 3 or 4 European finals. Yeah, you know, that was the peak. And when you've experienced that, and you've experienced it, it wasn't just 2 or 3 years of it. We had 20 years of it, pretty much, give or take the odd season here and there. We had 20 years of unparalleled success. Seeing Arsenal win things I never thought I'd ever see in my lifetime, right? And seeing them win again and again. You know what I mean? And since then, since that 20 years has finished, suddenly now it's like it's slim pickings, isn't it? It's the odd FA Cup. Which is great when we win them, but that's all we've had. Yeah. We've had the FA Cup since that golden era of that 20 years has finished. And I don't know, to me, that's not Arsenal, that's not good enough for Arsenal. That shouldn't be looked on as good enough for Arsenal. And the longer we go now, this should be our fourth season. If we don't win a trophy this year, and it's not going to be easy to win either of the two we've got the chance of, we may be. If we don't win a trophy this year, that's 4 seasons in a row without winning a trophy. And that's a long time for a club like Arsenal not to win a major trophy. 4 years is a long time. And if you know, next year it could be 5 years, and suddenly you're thinking, you know, we haven't won a Premier League for 20 years, we haven't won a European trophy for 30 years.
I'm trying to think, Rich. There's a question for you. When was the last time we went 4 seasons without winning the trophy? Off the top of my head, won the 79 FA Cup. It took us 8 years to win the League Cup against Liverpool. After that, as you say, we pretty much picked up a trophy every other year.
Every 2 or 3 years. Right? I mean, there was that Wenger time from the 2005 FA Cup to the 2014 FA Cup. That was 9 years. We didn't win a trophy in all that time. Yes, we reached the Champions League final. We reached a few other cup finals. We had a couple of league title challenges, which
finals.
We didn't win a trophy. But I think the circumstance that we've moved in stadium and stuff like that, I think maybe you can make a case to say that the circumstances of that period were slightly different. But we haven't actually gone since 1930, when we won our first league title. We hadn't previously gone more than 18 years without winning the league, and now we've gone 20 years without winning the league. This is the longest period without winning the league that we've had since we first won it.
Blimey, 71 years ago. 18 years, wasn't it? And that felt, I mean, obviously,
and 53 to 71, you know, was the same. It was the same gap, 18 years. And that's the longest that we've gone. And now we've gone 20 years. It's almost like, it was a big deal then. I can remember when we won the league in 89, it was such a big deal because there was a whole generation of us that had never seen us win the league because we were too young in 71, right? And then... before that, there was quite a lot of talk. Arsenal haven't won the league for all this time. Man United didn't win the league for 26 years, did they? And it's a big deal. We haven't won the league for 20 years. Liverpool didn't win it for 30 years, and that's a big deal. Yeah. 20 years is a long time. And it's almost like no one really talks about it, how bad that is. How bad it is that we haven't won the league for that long. It's bad. For Arsenal, it is bad.
It's unacceptable. But look, let's look on the positives. You know, we've come the last 2 years from a relatively low position to a point. If, again, I'll throw that word, if we do win the league or the Champions League this year, pick up a couple of massive signings in the summer and build on that, it could be the start of another great 10-year era for us, right? You can't quite see. You never see it until you're kind of 3 or 4 years into it, like we did when Wenger, you know, we kind of thought, you know, 90, 96, 97, we're getting better. And then we went into a golden era of 8 years. So maybe, might just maybe, if we can nick a trophy, it's going to attract better players, right? It's going to obviously be all the way in Champions League. You've got all that revenue. Revenues will finish on top. Boost the old commercial revenue. And maybe, you know, we sign a great player or two in the summer. We certainly need to bolster the squad, don't we? And as I say, Rich, we could be on the verge of another good 6 or 7 years. We've definitely waited a lot of years now. So it's just that this could be it. I'm hopeful, ever hopeful.
I mean, yeah, it may well be one trophy kickstarts it all, as happened with other managers and other clubs before, hasn't it? And even with Arsenal, it's happened. Yeah. So yeah, it may well be, and that's why I've felt kind of disappointed in the way that we've almost dismissed a few of the other trophies, because the first trophy is the most important one, because that's the starting point, that's the building block, isn't it, from there to go forward. Yeah. And if had we won the League Cup 2 years ago. Was in a semi-final, we lost to Liverpool. If we'd won the League Cup that year, we might well have won the Premier League last year, because we would have gained a lot from the experience of winning the trophy.
Yeah, maybe.
We could have took that into last season. Maybe. We may well have won another two trophies since then. We may have done.
Yeah.
You can't guarantee that. Of course you can't. You can't guarantee you win any trophy. No. But if you win one, it's going to certainly help you win the second one that you're in the battle for, isn't it? It's going to give you that belief.
Yeah.
And know-how that you know how to win a trophy. At the moment, that's my one thing I keep coming back to. None of these players have won a trophy with Arsenal. Some of them never won a trophy in their whole career. Some of them have won trophies elsewhere. Obviously, Zinchenko's won at Man City from the bench. You know, Jesus has won at Man City. Havertz, as we said, won the Champions League and a couple of other things with Chelsea. You know, Declan Rice won that European trophy last year. So we've got players that have won trophies. But as a collective, none of them have won trophies with Arsenal, for a start.
No.
And as a collective, as a unit, we haven't won together as a group. And I think that's so important, isn't it? To win as a group, to be able to get that belief together in each other that you can do it, you know. And that's the one thing we've got to do. Sooner or later, if it's not this season, it's going to have to be next season. It's got to be soon. Because if it goes another year or 2 years, six years out, it'll be there without winning a trophy. Suddenly, everyone wanted Wenger out when he went 2 or 3 years without winning a trophy. You know, and that was maybe because he had won so much before that and the expectations were higher, perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
But even so, we can't go 5 or 6 years without winning a trophy under our team and expect to be able to keep his job. He shouldn't expect keep his job if that happens. He shouldn't expect to. No one should expect that to happen. Nobody should, because we're Arsenal. You know, it's not like Tottenham. Tottenham manager, I think Tottenham sack their managers too quickly, because they're never going to win anything. So what's the point of sacking a manager after a season or two seasons without winning anything? Because they're never going to win anything. No. You might as well give their managers 10 years. You might as well, because they're never going to win anything anyway. So just keep them for 10 years. Let them do what they want to do for 10 years and build something.
Well, you've got to give them a 5-year period. You make a look at one of the greatest manager ever, right? 86 to, what was it, 93. Alex Ferguson was in charge of United. Took him 7 years, right? He won an FA Cup. But if this was a highly experienced manager, he was a proper manager, Ferguson, and successful with Aberdeen, took him 7 years. So you have got to give a manager time. There's no doubt, and you've got to see progression, right? So you get to a point, how long can you wait? 5, 6, 7 years is about the limit. And then you're kind of, you start to feel like you're flogging a dead horse. You're not getting it.
No, but you see, the thing was, though, Alex Ferguson had been a successful manager before he went to Man U at a small club, really. I mean, Aberdeen, the fact that he won the trophies he won with Aberdeen, he could break that Celtic European and Rangers problem. He won in Europe as well. To me, if we had a manager like that and he took 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 years, you'd think to yourself, well, he's got a pedigree. If we stick with him, he can make it work, because he's done it before. With Arteta, I look at Arteta and think, what's he done as a manager? Nothing. What gives me hope? The longer it goes on without him winning anything, I haven't got hope he's going to eventually do it, because he hasn't got that back. Yes, it's not his fault. It's his first job. It is his first job, and that's a fact. But he hasn't got – Alex Ferguson had that backup because he'd been successful before. And I do think if we got Pep, right, if we'd got Pep, say, I don't know, after Wenger, for example, right, if he hadn't gone to Man City, Pep came to us instead. And if Pep went 2 or 3 seasons without winning anything at Arsenal, you'd think to yourself, it's only a matter of time. Look at his record previously. It's only a matter of time. Yeah. You look at Arteta and you can't say it's only a matter of time, because we don't know that. Because he's got no record to prove has he, to back that up?
No, he hasn't.
We're hoping, but there's nothing concrete there, is it?
Yeah. You have to say, for a club like Arsenal to appoint someone with a zero managerial experience, right? I know everybody loves him, and I'm loving him because of where we are. You've got your view, which is fine, right? But no track record, no pedigree. Lucky to get the job, and now we're in the fifth year. But as I said, we're up there. We're challenging. I've seen progression. We haven't ch challenged for a league. We did it a couple of times under Wenger towards the end, didn't we? We fell short of Birmingham, and last year felt brilliant. It's been a long time since we challenged, so we're up there again. And it's looking like at least 2 years in the Champions League, all right, which is brilliant. 6, 7 years out of it, so there's definitely progression there. So I'm hoping we can go that extra step, but it is TikTok. It is seven years. It's got to be your limit. So hopefully we can get over the line, Rich. There's no reason we're up against a super team in City, but having won the league 3 years running, you got to hope that they're going to kind of either run out of desire, which there don't seem to be any chance of that happening, or maybe they just fall short. Maybe mentally it's just too difficult for them. But again, I feel like I'm trying to kid myself, because the evidence of my eyes suggests that they're just a ruthless winning machine, and they've just got their best player back as well, and they've got £100 million footballer sitting on the bench. So the task is difficult,
Exactly.
not impossible. I don't want to depress myself as a Saturday night, but because I felt good getting on it. So I'm a bit ever hopeful, but realistic.
And I think that's what we need to do, don't we? We need to be hopeful.
Yeah.
We want to have we should have ambition for the club as fans. We should want the club to be ambitious, and we should want the club to want to win trophies. And we should, as a fan base, should unite in that and say, yeah, we want to see this club win trophies. And eventually, finishing second or finishing third or semi-finals isn't going to be enough anymore. We need
No,
to go that
it won't
next
be.
step. We
No,
need to go that next
agreed.
step. Yeah, and that's
You
what we've
do.
got to do. Just before we go in, Lee, obviously, we need a what do you think about the Porto game? We're going to win away at Porto on Wednesday.
I've been pretty close. My last couple of predictions, I think I got Forest right 2-1, and I think we went 2-1 Liverpool, and I was right. I even had a bet on it until we scored in the third, in the last minute. Well, in the last few minutes, so I've been getting pretty close to my prediction. So I will say I'll go for a 1-1, right? Which will be good enough. A good enough. So 1-1
Yeah,
for me, Rich.
oh, 1-1. I know there's no away goals anymore, but yeah, I mean, a draw away from home, a good result in Europe, isn't it? 100%. What about Newcastle next week? We should beat them at home, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I'm going. I've got a ticket. I didn't get a ticket for a Liverpool game, which I was a bit sick about. But we've got a ticket for Newcastle. We definitely owe them. That left a bad taste in the mouth. That was probably the one game this season. We didn't beat Spurs at home, which obviously left me on the floor. But that left a bad taste. So we owe Newcastle, up your neck of the woods. So I'll go for 2-0. 2-0 v Newcastle. How about you?
I mean, that'd be a good week. That'd be a good week, wouldn't it? A draw away in Europe and then a home win in the Premier League. I mean, I kind of agree. I think we're more likely to get a draw in Porto. Yeah, I think we probably will draw that one, and we should beat Newcastle at home. Hopefully, we'll beat them reasonably comfortably. But I think they'll come to the Emirates to defend like they did last year. It's going to be tough to break them down. They're not going to be as open as Burnley and West Ham have been for us the last couple of weeks,
No.
unfortunately. We're going to have to be a lot more. We're going to have to be patient in that game, I think. But hopefully, we've got enough. We should have enough to beat them, to be honest. They're struggling a
Should
little bit
have
with it, aren't
enough.
they?
They're
Yeah.
struggling. That's the big difference, isn't it? Year on year, they look proper solid last year, and they were hard to beat. But
Yeah,
I
they
think they're
were, yeah.
wobbling a little bit. So hopefully they carry on wobbling for a few more weeks.
Hopefully, at least one more week anyway,
At least one
until we
after that,
play.
I don't really give a monkeys. Yeah, get the 3 points and get on to Brent. We owe Brentford one at home, don't we? After we drew, we had a dodgy offside against them at the Emirates last year. We had
Yeah.
a couple of offsides, didn't we? We were kind of they got
Yeah.
one wrong, didn't they? Decision wrong in that game. And
That's right, yeah.
their goal looked, if I remember, their goal looks offside twice from memory. So we definitely owe them too. So we've got a couple of sort scores to settle against Brentford and Newcastle.
Yeah, and let's hope that we can. And against Porto, I seem to remember Porto knocking us out of Europe once, didn't they? So maybe we've got a score set against them from a long time ago. I think they may have. I remember. I mean, we've played them a few times, haven't we? Honestly, but anyway, Terry says Arteta was a successful cone man. He could have put the M1 down the two lanes on his own. That's probably the comment of the night, actually. So I do like that. He probably could have shut down most of the M1 and the M25, actually. Anyway, Terry says, Richard Lee, great show. Much appreciated for your time on Saturday evening. Take care, chat. Hit the like button before you go. Yeah, give us a like. Last man in the room, turn the lights out. Yeah, we will turn the lights out. Neil says, great stuff, Lewis. Hopefully you'll be back next time, my friend. I know you couldn't make it tonight, but hopefully we'll see you soon. Terry says, Neil, good to see you again. Yeah, so Neil will be back next time. Don't worry about that. And Neil says, yeah, nice to see you guys in the chat.
Cheers. So, yeah. Cheers, Neil. Cheers, Terry.
Yeah, we'll see you soon, Neil. I'm sure we will. Probably next week for the looking back on the Newcastle game, which I'm sure will be fun. Because we're going to win again, aren't we? Let's be honest. I mean, you know, it's Premier League, Mark. It's easy, isn't it? I mean, what everyone says, it's a tough league. No, it's not. It's easy. You just win 5-6-0 every week. It's fine. It's not a problem. It's what I'm worried about.
A doddle. Special mention goes to my mum, who's no longer with us today. Rich is getting quickly. Two things reminded me of my mum tonight. First one was Kai Havertz when he was on the floor playing crab football, trying to knock the ball into the path of one of the strikers. I think it was... I can't remember it took me back to when me and my brother used to play crab football in the front room when my mum and dad went to the pub with a tennis ball. And when we broke something, we had to pay my sister to take the blame. Terrible. And the other thing that reminded me of my mum was my kind of never being happy. Even winning 5-0, I wanted more. I wanted that extra goal. Same against West Ham. I was disappointed. Like, what? Never happy. She said, Lee, you're never satisfied. I wanted a couple more goals. Because I work with a girl who's a West Ham fan, so I've had it twice off her this season. So I was hoping for the 8-0. Never happy. There you go.
I mean, I wanted six today, just to back to back 6-0 away wins would have been incredible, wouldn't it? Yeah. I was hoping in the end. I'm thinking, why didn't we get a 6th goal again? Why didn't we score 6 again? Because that would have been great, wouldn't it? But we'll take a 6.
We'll take 11. I'm still not happy. I'm still moaning that Havertz should have scored more goals.
He should have done, yeah. He should have got about 3, shouldn't he? It's been a good few weeks for Arsenal. Let's hope it continues. Champions League is back Wednesday night.
Brilliant.
So for that, well, that's going to be a good game. That 7:45, I'll be here for that game. First Champions League quarter final for a number of years, and if we win, it'll be the first Champions League last 16. If we win, it'll be our first quarter final since what 2012, 2011, or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, yes. That's just Bayern Munich. They used to regularly knock us out, didn't they? But Munich used to turn up and regularly get rid of us.
Well, it was either Bayern Munich or Barcelona, wasn't it? One of them, so they used to knock us out every year, didn't they?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But, yeah, Munich.
But anyway, it'd be different this year because Barcelona aren't all that. Bayern Munich aren't all that. So, you know, we'll take them on this.
That's what I'm saying, Rich. That's what I'm saying. We get the draw, we get Real Madrid City in the semi final, and then we've got a May Champions League final, or is it June? It might be the 1st of June to look forward to. How good would that be, eh?
Well, that'd be something special, wouldn't it? Wembley Stadium. Wembley Stadium as well.
Oh, my God.
Madness. That'd be madness, wouldn't it? Imagine. But a long way to go, yeah. Let's not get too carried away. We've beaten Burnley 5-0, but it was Burnley. And, you know... They're not Bayern Munich, are they? Let's be honest. They're Burnley.
No, they're not.
But you know, it's always been good. We enjoyed the game today. We've been enjoying the last few weeks, and let's long may it continue. The longer it lasts, the better we can feel about it, all, can't we? And who knows? May will soon be here, and you know, we might be sitting here in May with a really nice show planned for you, which would be good, wouldn't it?
Oh, wow.
Terry's still wanting Arteta out, but there you go.
Arteta.
let's wait till the end of the season and see where we are. But yeah, we won 11-0 in the last two games. Terry, come on, what do you want? What do you want? Come on, 11-0. We could score a few more goals, but you know, we'll take 11-0, won't we? Champions League on Wednesday as well. So join me for that one, 7:45. Thanks to Lee, obviously, for joining me tonight. Thanks to all you guys in the chat as well. Always good to hear your thoughts as well. So yeah, I'll see you Wednesday. Take it easy, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Not much left of it now, but you know, enjoy it. And we'll see you soon. Thank you, Lee, for coming on, as always.
Yeah, thanks for asking me on, Rich. Appreciate it, mate. Really do. Thank you.
No worries at all. Well, always a pleasure. And we'll speak very soon. Take it easy, guys. Thanks for watching. And, of course, as always, come on, you Gunners. Let's keep doing it.
Come on, you Gunners. Come on, you Arsenal. Indeed. Cheers, Rich.
Come on, you Arsenal.
Bye, mate.
See you later, mate. Take it easy.